This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. Mike, how was your week of fishing? What you doing this weekend? And what advice can you give to the anglers?
Well, Don, I tell you, we had some pretty good weather this week. It was certainly good to see no rain and no wind, at least for a short period of time. And caught fish in lots of areas. The Four Horsemen style popping cork with a live shrimp worked really well in the lakes, Lake Catherine, along the perimeter of Lake Bourne. Did well that type of technique. You want to look for mullets. And the fish are kind of scattered, so you may have to drift an area several times to put a decent amount together. But I also found fish in some of the deeper passes where we simply anchored up and did the same thing, live shrimp on the bottom. If you know areas where there's a good shell bottom, those are great areas to stage up current on, cast your line up current and let that current float that shrimp across those shells. And that's been very productive as well. That's the bad part. It's a transition time of year, so the fish are kind of a little bit everywhere. Not really stacked up in any one area. I found myself moving sometimes 6 or 8 times a day. Practice the old, if you don't find them in 15 minutes, move. Sometimes I'm only moving 100 yards or maybe the opposite side of the bayou and fish the same shell reef, just on a different side of the bayou. So lots of fish, decent size, water's cleaning up daily. Hopefully we don't have too much wind tomorrow and get the water stirred up again. But it's shaping up to be an early spring. I imagine if we stay on this warming trend, it won't be too much longer. We'll start to see eggs and trout, and that'll really kick things off.
No doubt. Mike, what about the availability of shrimp around your area? How are the marinas stacked up for shrimp?
Seems like most of the marinas are having live shrimp. I get my shrimp from Wrigley's Marina. They're much closer to me than anybody else. I went there yesterday afternoon, and their tanks were full of nice-sized shrimp. You know, perfect. I like about a 3-inch shrimp when it comes to fishing live bait. I don't want them too big. Takes too long for the fish to actually get it in his mouth far enough where you can hook them. And if they're too small, then it's easy to sling them off the hook or they'll die when you do hook them. So 2.5 to 3.5 inches seems to be a perfect for me anyway.
Mike, are you an under the horn hooker or in the body or tail hooker?
Well, I actually do both. When I pick the shrimp up, I sort of feel his shell. And if his shell is nice and firm, I'll hook them through the horn. Usually around the full moon, they start to shed their shells more frequently. And if they feel soft, I'll hook them through the second section of the tail. And that way I feel like I'm getting in a little more flesh and it not sling off quite so easy. Every once in a while, regardless if the shrimp are firm or soft, hooking in the horn will work better than in the tail, or hooking the tail will work better than the horn. So if you got several people fishing, swap up how you hook them, because every once in a while, one way will be preferred.
Yeah, I've done it both ways. As far as fishing under a cork or fishing on the bottom with a leader and a weight, a sinker, do you hook the shrimp differently fishing under a cork as opposed to on the bottom?
Nope, I still hook them in the horn or in the tail, depending on how the shrimp feels or if I figure out that the fish want them a certain way. Most of the time, through the horn is the way to go.
Mike, a lot of times when you can't get shrimp, cockahoes are available. Do you ever use cockahoe minnows?
We use cockahoes on occasion. The fish around the Wrigley's area don't seem to like cockahoes, which is kind of strange because Everywhere else, trout love cockahoes, but around here, they're just not favored. I'll take them for sure if I have children. Redfish will gobble them up. That's not a problem. Flounder will certainly eat them. But the trout don't seem to really go after them in this area as they do in other areas.
Yeah, that's a very strange situation, but it's always been that way. What about other live bait besides those? Have you ever tried anything? I know some people sometimes will put crawfish on there.
Well, if you remember years ago when you and I fished by the rapids, you remember that episode we did?
Whitewater trout,
Yeah, some of those trout had crawfish in them when I cleaned them. I've never used crawfish intentionally, but I have seen them in, you know, the trout bellies when I clean them. Obviously, if you have a cast net and you can catch pogies, pogies are a great bait. They work really well.
Yeah, they certainly do. Also, if you can get them small, the little mullets are good too. But as far as the crawfish, no, those are for me. That's not for the fish, you know?
Yeah, if my wife found out I fished crawfish, she'd probably be mad at me.
Mike, if somebody wants to have some fun and get over there and check into the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then jump in your boat, catch some fish, come back, you clean them and pass them off with some shrimp, some fish, tell them how to get you.
We are booking trips on a regular basis, so call and get yourself a spot in my appointment book. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
And we love having you, Mike. Take care, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Don. I'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, we call him Born on the Bayou.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.